Hello.
Hi, I'm calling for Max M, please.
Just a moment. You said Max, right?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, second.
Hey, my name is Jason from Broadus Office. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling for Max M, please.
Yes, he is my colleague and he is not available right now. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your name again, sir?
My name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, last name initial R S Robert.
Okay, Jason, my name is Beth Darsom. I am a hematology oncology clinical case manager. I'm calling on behalf of Allied Care, the claims payer. I'm required to inform you my calls are monitored and recorded for training and quality improvement purposes. I'm calling regarding clinicals that were faxed directly to Allied Care, I believe a little over a couple weeks ago. They, in turn, last week requested a case management case be opened, and we received the clinical information from them at that time. We reviewed the treatment regimen. And I did leave a message, a couple of messages, one on, I believe it was the 30th or the 31st of July, letting Max know, and I left it on his voicemail directly, which didn't give his name. I left him a brief message with the patient's medical records number, along with the date of birth, that additional clinical information was needed. On Friday, I called about 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I got the main voicemail, and again, I left a generic message with the reference number letting Max know that treatment was reviewed and certified. So I've received two messages from him today, one stating he received a message from me that I was requesting additional information, which that was the message I had left for him. And then I believe he left a message directly for the claims payer that they forwarded to me. So I'm calling hopefully to be able to give verbal authorization to either you or Max so that you have that information, please.
Okay, perfect. Can you please give me the date of birth of the patient?
Sure. 5/1/1968.
And the patient's name is Sandra Mruz, right?
Correct. Yes. And so the reference number for the treatment regimen is 847-6571. 847-6571.
Okay, perfect. And this authorization has been approved?
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the effective date?
The dates of service are from 7/30/2025 to 10/22/2025. And that's for four cycles to start, because we will need restaging scan results for further review for continuation of the treatment regimen.
Okay. So the four visits has been approved, right?
Correct.
Okay. And which CPT codes included in this authorization?
Code J1449, J9309, J9312, J9000, J9072, and then for oral medication, J7512. There were pre-medication codes that were submitted. However, we do not review for pre-medications. So what happens is the codes for dexamethasone, diphenhydramine, fosaprepitant, and pilonacetron, they're submitted directly to the claims payer, and they review it based on this reference number and the patient's plan language.
Okay. And from your side, the authorization is not required for the dexamethasone and the Fosphia, all of these codes, right?
Those codes are not included on the authorization itself. With those codes that I gave you for with the dates of service and the four, but they are submitted to the claims payer. So they have that information right now, and they are reviewing it. In fact, I've been in touch with them so that they have the information in their system so they can review claims if and when they start.
Okay. So you guys don't review these codes, J2468, J1434, J1100, and J1200?
Correct. We do not, but what we do is we submit those codes to the claims payer, which is Allied Benefit Systems, and they review that under the patient's plan benefits under that reference number of 847-6571. When Nebraska Cancer Specialist submits claims, say for example for IV fluids, you know, it's just like that. You guys don't submit codes for that, for hydration, but the pre-meds, it's understandable. But
we can consider as a note required for the CPT codes, right?
I'm sorry, you can do what? Would you repeat that, please?
Yes, we can consider as authorization is not required for all that CPT codes.
Correct.
Okay.
Would be submitted as a claim to the claims payer. Correct.
Okay. And by the way, what is the diagnosis code in this authorization?
We have an ICD-10 code of C83.39. That's what was given to us by Max.
No, the diagnosis code is C83.398.
Okay, we weren't given a 398, so okay. 398. Okay. I can see about changing that in my system then. If it will let me. C83.398. I'm not pulling up a code with that. C83.398. I have C83.39, which is diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, extranodal and solid organ sites. But I'm unable to pull up a C83.398 in my system.
But the MAX initiated this authorization with the diagnosis code C83.398, not only 39.
Okay, well, I can't control that. That is based on whatever the plan benefits will cover. Again, it's in my system, it does not allow me to put in 398. What I can do is notify the claims payer that that is what will be submitted under that number, under the ICD-9 code, and in our system is 83.39. So they will have that information.
Okay. And by the way, can you please update your system, because this is the updated CPT diagnosis code, C83.398.
Again, I'm unable to. My system will not allow me to do it. That's the problem. I'm trying to do that. My system will not allow me to do that. That's why I'm going to be notifying the claims payer, Allied Benefit Systems, that you're informing me that this is the code that will be submitted for that information, but my system will not allow that extra 8 to go into the system. So I'm basically bypassing that to let them know so they have that information.
Okay.
But I'm also going to try to see if something can be done on our systems, and I just don't know. because I don't have any control over that.
Okay, no problem. And by the way, is there any other department for the chemotherapy drugs?
I'm sorry, is there any other what, sir?
Other department for chemotherapy drugs?
Other departments? Like I said, I just do the review. If you have questions about eligibility, benefits, buy and bill, I have to refer you back to Allied Benefit Systems directly. I don't have access to their systems, and I'm unable to quote benefits. I have to call just as you or Ms. Murs would have to do.
No, I don't need the benefit details. And by the way, you are the nurse reviewer, right? Case manager.
I'm the oncology clinical case manager, yes, sir.
Okay, so the chemo drugs are also handled by your department only?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Right. Now, you're welcome, of course, to submit the information directly to Allied, and they will get the information to me. But if it's information, clinical information is faxed or emailed directly to me, it's quicker. As I mentioned, depending upon when Max faxed that information, it had to go through the claims payer directly, and then they opened up a case management case. Now, when they get the information, they try to get it over to us as soon as possible, but I just wanted to give you guys another option that there. I can give you my fax number and my email address, and you can send clinical directly to me, and I receive it faster and can get going on the reviews quicker.
Okay, and by the way, have you received any email on the Friday?
Have I received any what, sir?
You guys received any email on the Friday?
I've not received anything from Max or anyone from Nebraska Cancer Specialists.
Okay.
I said, it might have been received by the claims payer, Allied Benefit Systems. They contract with me, my company, to review and open up case management. So I didn't have this information until last week when it was sent to me and a case was opened up.
But we successfully sent the email, and we also got the reply from the specialty RX that the request was forwarded to the case management to be reviewed by an oncology nurse case manager. Please allow up to 10 business days for review.
Okay, that last part I didn't understand what you were saying. Would you repeat that, please?
Yes. The request was forwarded to the case management to be reviewed by an oncology nurse case manager. Please.
Right, that's me.
10 business days for review.
That was me, which we opened up a case management case when it was requested. I reviewed the information and submitted it to my authorization team, and we had received the authorization on Friday, of which I called sometime after 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and left a generic message asking Max to call me because none of your voicemail greetings give the name of who you are. So I left a message on the general voicemail box for 513-5357 requesting a call back on Friday afternoon to give the authorization information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's the information I'm giving you right now, is that 847-6571. And Allied Benefit Systems, the claims payer, has that as well. Benefit Systems, the claims payer, has that information as of Friday as well.
Okay. And can you please forward me the direct fax number?
Can I forward you what?
Your direct fax number.
Sure. Okay, my fax number, it's not a direct fax number. It's a fax queue, but it is the oncology case management fax number. So it's 866-353-2000. 2690. That's 866-353-2690.
Okay, perfect. And this operation
is
already approved, right?
Correct, correct. And let me go ahead and give you my phone number. Now, this is direct. This is a direct number. So it will come directly to me. It's 614-933-8285. 614-933-8285. My first name is Beth, that's B-E-T-H, and my last name is Darsom, that's D-O-R-S-A-M. So it's Dor with one O, and then the name Sam.
Your first name, Beth, right? B-E-T-H.
Beth, B-E-T-H, correct.
Last name, Michelle, G as a girl.
D as in David.
Oh,
or D as in dog. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And it's any
call. Yeah. And the reference number for the call is the reference number for the authorization, that 847-6571.
Okay, perfect. And
yeah.
The authorization has been approved under the diagnostic code C83.39, right?
Correct, correct. But again, I will email my contact there at Allied, letting them know that the diagnosis code is that Dr. Radharajan was for 83.398. And I'll see if I have to go to my IT department to see what's going on with that. So they will at least have that information. So because when even looking it up, if you Google it, it still says ICD-10 code C83.398 refers to diffuse large B-cell lymphoma of other extranodal and solid organ sites. So I'm sure it took the place of, you know, 0.39, but for whatever reason, my system won't allow it. So that's on our end. So letting them know about it so they can be aware is good. So I will go ahead and fax over a copy to 901-328-7175. So I'll refax again so you guys will have a copy of it, and it will also have the information about the pre-medications, what the claims payer gets, and it will also, too, I also have to let you know that we are certifying for medical necessity, and we advise you to call the claims payer regarding benefits, eligibility, and how the claim will be paid. Please note that assignment of benefits is consideration in full. There is no PPO network, and payment is based on Medicare fee schedules and standards in the plan document. So anything about eligibility and benefits, I have to refer you kids back to the claims payer directly. But if there are questions about the review that I've done, then you would contact me directly. Okay? Is everything clear as mud, or do you have any other questions, Jason?
Absolutely.
I said, is everything clear as mud, or do you have any additional questions?
No. That's it. Thank you so much for putting all this information.
Okay.
I really appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for taking the information down. I will fax the letter again. And if there are questions, feel free to let me know. But otherwise, I will fax a request for updated clinical information because I will need that information in order to extend the authorization. We need his scan results.
Okay.
So,
this is for the future, right? Right now it's approved for
Correct. Because right now it's only for 4 visits or 4 dates of service. Anything, you know, after that we have to have the scan results in order to, you know, continue the treatment regimen to extend it.
Okay, no problem. Perfect. But
That's a shorter review period than the initial review is.
Okay, perfect. So please fax us the call letter.
I'm sorry, what was that last part you said?
Please fax the approval letter of this for visit.
Yes. Okay, yes. Yes, I will get that over. I'll put it to yours and or Max's attention, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Any other questions? Anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it for the day. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day too, Jason. Bye-bye.